This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Worst day on the web today coming to us from the great Northwest. A bizarre turn of events in Westport, Washington, as somebody decided to play the part of I'm the captain now. A fishing boat, an $8 million groundfish vessel out of Gray's Harbor, was stolen, in a sense. Pirateered, perhaps even, one could say. The long and short of it is a call came out over the air to the police in Westport about a vehicle theft. Well, the vehicle theft was not a car or a motorcycle or an ATV or anything along those lines. No, instead, it was the aquatic theft. It was a boat theft where a man pretended to be a captain, wrestled up the crew, woke them up, and said, "Hey, guys, time for us to get underway." And the crew has said that he sounded like, you know, he knew what he was talking about. And they got underway and started working their way out.
Wait, how many people were on this boat?
I would imagine probably 10 to 12. So it's a $8 million fishing boat.
And it was just random guy?
Well, captains can rotate through because, like, a company, usually what ends up happening with these kind of things is, you know, fishing companies will own a couple different vessels, and sometimes you'll have a new captain or you'll have a new crew. Now, sometimes, though, they're linked up, and the same crew will be with the same captain, but things change around. And this was a relatively new crew, and they didn't know who their captain was going to be. So when this guy got on, they're like, oh, okay, and he sounded like he knew what he was talking about, so... You know, you start
getting out
there.
Well, you need is a captain's hat.
Exactly, right? Popeye forearms, right? A little anchor tattoo. That's how it worked. Except for they began to get suspicious when he kept saying that the ship, instead of talking about like fishing plans or routes or areas they were going to fish, that he needed to meet up with, and I quote, the Chinese mothership.
Hells yeah. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. The Chinese mothership.
This is bad.
It caused enough eyebrows to raise that they wrestled them up and contacted the authorities. Like, hey guys, our ship has basically been stolen. We need you guys to come get this figured
out. So this guy was driving the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's aware enough to where he knows how
certainly
to fire
has a
up the
working
boat
knowledge.
And drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And steer it out of the harbor and make sure, you know, he knows what he's doing here. Then he gets out to sea and they're like, oh boy, this is a level of crazy. We just don't know. This is reminiscent of the guy who, remember the guy who worked at the airport and stole the plane?
Yes.
And then just kept talking about how he wanted to do barrel rolls. Damn. And they're like, oh boy. And he ended
himself?
Up. Yeah. Yeah. Because he did the barrel rolls, yeah. Right? This is reminiscent of that, where it's like he knew just enough to get it started, get that plane up in the air because he'd done the flight simulator stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, all right, once I'm up here, don't really know how I'm getting this bird down. So here we go. That's what this guy did. But with a fishing boat and a crew of people, it was just like meeting up with the mothership, the Chinese mothership.
Gets better.
Okay.
The authorities are eventually able to talk him into turning the boat back around, and he does.
That's right.
And they book him in, and they found $4,000 of cash and large quantities of individually weighed and packaged marijuana as possession.
Oh, so he actually was going. He was just going to do a drug deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
it gets better.
You have said this before on this show that this guy, that drug dealers, they're very creative. Mm-hmm.
They will not be detoured.
Their ingenuity knows no bounds. And now we're into the pirateering of boats to go meet up with your drop zone, which is the Chinese mothership, apparently.
Or at least in international waters where they can swoop by and pick up whatever packages or do your little meet and greet.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
This was not the first time this man attempted to do this on the same day.
Oh, really? So he got run off another boat.
Earlier that morning, he boarded another large vessel, managed to start the engines, attempted to convince the crew to head to sea. That attempt ended with the crew running him off the boat, though they didn't report the incident until they heard about what had happened with this ship, which was the Jamie Marie.
What's this guy's name?
That is not put in here yet.
Please tell me his name's Captain Ron.
Oh, God. Great movie.
Please tell me he's Captain Ron.
Great movie, by the way.
It is a fantastic
movie. Truly, truly fantastic stuff. But, I mean, this is...
again, one of those movies probably can't be made now.
Yeah, oh God, not even can't probably. Probably it's definitely can't not. Be
Gonna put that on the family movie night list. See, I remember watching that movie far too young. Kids are fine.
You should get Robin Hood Men in Tights on that one, too. Is it a good family night?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mel Brooks specials.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another one in the same vein. I think it came out the same year.
I think I'm just
going
to start throwing them into the deep end. I was watching a show the other night with my son, and what was it? Oh, man.
He's approaching that age where the inappropriate movies start popping up. Yeah.
But we were watching something, and my wife was like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's not Silence of the Lambs we're watching here. Like, what do you want me to do? And she's like, well... You know, of course it's not Silence of the Lambs. I was like, I was 8 when I saw Silence of the Lambs. I turned out okay.
Child's Play at 5.
She debated that one, which is valid. And I was like, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. She's like, he's going to have nightmares. I'm like, literally the kid's had like 2 in his life.
I've got my 8-year-old daughter continually asking, Dad, can I watch Step Brothers again?
Yeah.
See?
It's not Faces of Death.
No. I mean, just wait till he finds out what the internet actually is. Yeah. You know, like, golly, fine.
Then it gets scary.
Yeah.
Then it gets scary.
then we got to worry a little bit.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.